If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Tom Appel has a podcast, and he's a publisher, too, of Consumer Guide Automotive, and his Consumer Guide Car Stuff podcast is at consumerguide.com. Tom, are you surprised by this strike against the three domestic automakers?
I'm a little bit surprised. During the week, things had slowed down, but it seemed like at the end, we were seeing some negotiations and some numbers coming around, and the Detroit three automakers raised their numbers to almost $20 an hour increase over the next 4 years. I'm sorry, 20% increase over the next 4 years. And it seemed like work was getting done. And what we've seen in past strikes is when they get close to the deadline, but work seems to be getting done, they delay the strike. But that didn't happen here.
What do you think the biggest sticking point is?
I think it's the percent increase. I think it's the money. There's a lot of other stuff on the table. I think a lot of that is just chips that can be thrown away at some point, like the 32-hour work week. I don't think that's something that anyone ever took seriously. The interesting thing here, too, is that the UAW is striking at all three of the manufacturers' plants. That's something that we haven't seen before.
Not all of the plants, obviously, but at each of those manufacturers. The four-day work week is a 32-hour work week. I wondered if... I mean, I don't mind anybody working 40 hours as long as you get it in. And in 4 days, a lot of us like that idea. But it was actually a proposal to only work 32 hours a week?
That's correct. A 32-hour work week at the 40-week pay. So that was a difficult... I mean, that's a pie-in-the-sky moonshot kind of request. And if it happened, that would be great. But I don't think anyone took it seriously. Now, they are looking at European manufacturers. And I know in Germany, auto workers... putting about 34, 35 hours a week. So there's some precedent someplace for a shorter work week.
The other, I think, pie in the sky expectation was a 40% increase. But that number didn't just fall out of the sky. That was tied to, was not that the amount of additional profits either the companies made or some of the executives were making?
Yeah, the timing of this is a little awkward for the UAW. In the last few years, especially because of the supply chain issues, the auto workers turned out to be amazingly profitable. They made so much money selling fewer cars. But now the automakers, that's over, and the automakers are looking at moving into the EV era, which is going to be very expensive. So there was this period of time where there was an awful lot of money being made. That's not here anymore, but the UAW still wants to cash in on that.
What do you think is the fairest request by the union? That is, it seems to me like, if I had to score this, I would say a lot of people think that the union is making unreasonable demands. What is most reasonable about their expectations?
Most reasonable? They were looking for some additional family leave time, and I think that they're going to get that. I think that we're going to find that family leave is a reasonable thing for them to do. The other thing is they're looking for a return to defined benefit pension plans as opposed to having the workers invest in 401ks on their own. So I think those two things are probably on the table and can be discussed. The very large pay increases are obviously going to have to come down. Especially as the American automakers want to stay competitive with auto automakers as we move into the EV area, which is going to be very low profit for a while.
Tom Appel joins us frequently to talk a little bit about the automotive scene. Now we've got this strike underway. What's the guess on this? How long is this going to go, Tom?
I don't know. The last strike went 40 days in 2019, and that one seemed less contentious than this one. But we did see a lot of progress sort of before the deadline. I'm thinking this might be a little bit shorter. The UAW is specifically targeting, as you would expect, factories where they are making vehicles that are very popular and very profitable. So obviously the manufacturers are incentivized more than you would expect or more than normally to try to get this done. If I had to guess, I think we're looking at a month or so.
And what does that mean if I'm going to buy a vehicle before the end of the year?
If it lasts a month, if it goes just a month, or even if it goes, a month and a half, 2 months, it's probably going to make that much of a difference. But if you were looking for, and this goes a long time, you're looking for a Jeep Wrangler, that's one of the factories, the Ford Bronco, which is very popular, and General Motors compact pickups, the Colorado and Canyon, most of these vehicles were recently redesigned, too, so this is very awkward for them in terms of setting up the factories. Those vehicles are going to be in big demand and hard to find, and unfortunately it's going to screw up that sort of thing. But I think if you're looking for something else, you're probably fine for a while.
Is there just talk briefly about these manufacturers trying to transition to electric vehicles and what pressure that puts on the manufacturers, and how does that relate to this strike?
The big deal and why this relates to the strike is that this is a time when the automakers are looking to save money and cut back on money so that they can pay for the electrification of the auto industry. It's very expensive, right? We're building battery factories, setting up partnerships with companies like LG Chem out of South Korea to build factories here in the U.S. to do some cost sharing. But EVs are not yet profitable. Manufacturers, except for Tesla, lose money on every EV they build. So this is a rough transition. They're talking about 4 or 5 more years until manufacturers start to make money on this. So they're going to be lean for a little while, and this is a hard time to be giving up a lot more money and any part of the manufacturing process, including labor.
How much money do these auto workers make these days? I know that's a broad-based question, but what can you tell me about that?
Yeah, the number that, if we're looking for just an hourly wage, it's about $35 an hour if you are one of the tenured employees. Because of the two-tier wage system, which is something that the UAW also opposes, younger, newer workers make about $25 an hour.
And what do we think of that, Tom? How do you score that? Is that a reasonable wage for the work they're doing? I don't like the two-tier system either, but I mean, can you comment on how fair or appropriate those wages are?
They feel reasonably appropriate. One of the things to remember is that it's difficult work. It's repetitive motion. There's a lot going on there. You have to stand or sit for in the same position all day. So it's not easy work, and you want people to do very high-quality work because you want your vehicles to be high quality. On the other hand, when we hear about these things, including the 46% wage increase that they were looking for over 4 years, that does not include the cost of living adjustments that are built into that as well. So UAW workers are reasonably well paid for what they do, I think, and they're not always the most sympathetic characters in this particular play when it comes to wages. There are plenty of wage and employee classes where the pay is not quite as equitable.
Can you talk about their pension plan?
Right now, the pension plan is what they want. They want to get back to a defined pension plan like the kind that like our grandparents or our parents probably had, where after you retire, you get money that is defined for a period of time. They don't have that right now. They lost that in, I don't know which particular, it might have been the 2007 or 2011 agreement, and they want that back.
I do, too. I mean, and if these big companies are making a lot of money, if executives are getting $20 million, not that $20 million spread across 100,000 workers makes a heck of a lot of difference, but you see my point. If the companies are profitable and the executives are getting rich, then isn't some sort of defined pension plan a fair ask?
It seems like a fair ask, yes. And you know, it's the sort of thing you negotiate, and so maybe it comes a little bit out of the pay, maybe it doesn't. But we used to see it, and it used to be popular with union workers. So a return to that would, I think that the UAW feels, and unions in general, feel like they've been giving up a lot of benefits for a lot of time, and it's time to stop that. So I don't know that a pension is unreasonable.
Tom, this may not be the last conversation you and I have in the next several days. Tom Appel is the publisher of Consumer Guide Automotive. You can listen to his Consumer Guide Car Stuff podcast. ConsumerGuide.com is the website. Okay, Tom, thanks for your help today.
Thanks, Jeff.